I'm right in the middle of these two. I got Curtis to my left, Jim Rosenhaus to my right. And guys, as I said earlier, we went through our sponsors earlier, and they make the trip possible for me to come out here to Goodyear, Arizona. But it's the work of you two that make it possible for me and all the Indians affiliates that are here this week for Wahoo Week for tremendous Indians coverage. So, Curtis and Rosie, thanks to both of you. Why don't you two just interview each other now?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that you're already out here in Goodyear, so you don't need to suck up to us anymore.
Well, no, you guys do a great job.
But we do appreciate you being here, and it's certainly a rite of spring to have Wahoo Radio Week underway.
And I'm glad that the 1965 Volkswagen Bug worked well for you on your drive out here. It didn't seem like it took you any longer than it should have, so that's good.
Well, I was telling Bruce and Craig before you guys came over to the table, not a lot of wholesale changes with this baseball team coming into the spring, but really there's no need for that. Here's a club that won 85 games, three games out of that wild card spot, so the roster fairly intact, but certainly a great deal of optimism.
Well, and you look at it, every key player is back, and almost everyone on the roster is back, which in today's day and age of pro sports in general, not just baseball, is very uncommon. And you're right about players coming back. If a Nick Swisher, a Michael Bourne, a Jason Kipnis can have their average season, what a boost that would be to the lineup on a day-to-day basis. So we'll see how things go in spring training. All three are still limited to varying extents, but it looks like mid-March they will get the green light for full game activity and everything like that. They're doing various things so far, just not the full package of workouts that they normally do.
And, Curtis, from your perspective, I was talking earlier about the fact that there isn't anybody in Northeast Ohio right now that isn't looking forward to spring and summer. I've heard a couple of forecasts already this morning, and obviously that means some fun nights at the ballpark. I know as the week rolls along, we're going to talk about some of the great promotional opportunities and some of the neat fan experiences, including the remodeling at Progressive Field.
And I think that, you know, hearing what Rosie had to say and how excited the players are already in camp. They're ready to go. They're hungry. So you take what's happening on the field, and then you start thinking about what's happening off the field with the renovation. So we're dramatically transforming Progressive Field, all that whole center field, the right field area with a brand-new gate opening, a new neighborhood area with Melt Bar and Grilled and Barrio and Sweet Moses and a new bar, a new kids' clubhouse, a new group area, new bullpens. It's a dramatic transformation that if you can combine both of those things, it's going to be a very special summer.
Now, it's been a rough winter. I mean, I don't need to explain that, yes, to anybody listening back in Northeast Ohio. And yet, is everything still on schedule?
Everything is on schedule. I will tell you that those crew members are battling right now. I walked the whole project on Friday, and they're doing a lot of the inside work as much as they can. They've curtained off a lot of the areas with heaters, so the bar and the kids' clubhouse area are ahead of schedule. So the hope is some point in the very near future they can get outside to address the other areas like the Gate C area and the neighborhood area and the upper deck. So our fingers are crossed that hopefully Mother Nature, as bad as January and February have been, that we'll have a phenomenal March.
Guys, anything for Jim or Curtis while I have them sitting here?
All I was interested in knowing about is the early start time for some of these early games in the season. What's the reason for that?
So it's an opportunity for us to test things out, and you've seen us do this in past years, whether it's testing out a 3 o'clock Sunday game to see if that impacts fan attendance. We're going to test out in April and May, knowing that an hour shift in weather is big in April and May in Cleveland to help appease our fans and our players, for that matter. So there's going to be 3 games in April, 2 in May, where we're going to test this out and see if it impacts positively the game of play as well as attendance.
You know, you've ruined Rosie's routine now by doing that. You understand that now. He's going to have to get there an hour earlier and just move everything up. So,
believe me, I've heard it many times.
Okay.
What are you in cahoots with Alcorn here? Give me a hard time.
That Judge, that Judge Judy show has to be DVR'd now, apparently, from there.
That hurts.
Well, again, I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more as the week moves along, but to both of you, this is a great week. I know our listeners look forward to it. I look forward to it. It's a lot of work for you, too, so we truly appreciate it. We really do. It should be a fun week out here in Goodyear.
And Alcorn's off to a flying start. How many burritos last night at the Mexican restaurant?
Now, you were down at the far end of the table. There was
right.
no way
there
you
was
could
no food left because the call kept sifting down to your end.
There was no way you could see how many plates I had stacked up at Raul and Teresa's.
There's a reason why Bill Wills had to go get two more bags of chips. Tim was sitting right across from Bill. Connect the dots.
Hey, it was a fun night last night. It's going to be a fun week this week. We appreciate it. Thank
Buckle
you.
Buckle up. Go Tribe.
Curtis Danberg and Jim Rosenhaus from the Tribe joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona. And, again, we are just getting started. It's going to be a very, very busy week. And, of course, all of our interviews throughout the morning every day will be courtesy of Ray Gittich, Heating and Air Conditioning. How about that for an appropriate sponsor this week in Northeast Ohio? Proudly serving families, businesses, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain, Ray Gittich, Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't think we have to mention the air conditioning part this week, but great friends over at Ray Gittich.